Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 2nd, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI storage demand, AI in court, AI cybersecurity, local AI app. AI storage demand. The demand for storage space in data centers is set to soar at a pace that could soon exceed what manufacturers can provide. According to IDC projections, the need for storage space is expected to triple between 2023 and 2028. Seagate anticipates not only a profitable opportunity, but also expresses concern, as this demand might surpass the entire industry's production capabilities. At a Seagate investor event, it was noted that data centers created 72 zettabytes of data in 2020, a figure projected to rise to 394 zettabytes by 2028. Current industry output is just 1 to 2 zettabytes annually. Seagate is enhancing drives using HMR technology, aiming for drives with up to 50 terabytes by 2028, but scarcity looms. To mitigate this, Seagate plans to focus on recycling drives securely through advanced encryption, reducing the need for annual shredding of 200 million drives. AI in court. Lawyers have introduced false content generated by AI tools like ChatGPT in 129 documented cases across 12 countries. These instances are meticulously recorded in a continually updated database by Damien Charlatan, an international law expert and AI in law lecturer at HEC Paris. This database only includes cases with official disciplinary actions or court decisions, representing just the tip of the iceberg, according to Charlatan. In May 2025 alone, over 30 new cases were added. The database underscores the increasing risks of uncritical AI use within the legal sector. AI cybersecurity. A recent competition organized by Palisade Research has revealed that autonomous AI systems can compete with, and in some cases surpass, human professionals in simulated hacking tasks. In two large-scale hacking competitions with thousands of participants, the task was to find hidden strings, known as flags, by solving security challenges. These challenges included cracking encryptions and identifying vulnerabilities in programs. The objective was to assess how capable autonomous AI agents are compared to human teams. In the AI versus humans competition, six AI teams faced roughly 150 human teams, with four AI systems scoring 19 out of 20 points. In the cyber apocalypse contest, AI teams tackled various tasks against approximately 18,000 human players. According to Palisade Research, the top AI system outperformed about 90% of human teams. Local AI app. Google is making offline AI on smartphones a reality with its new Android app, AI Edge Gallery. This app allows users to run AI models directly on their devices without needing a cloud connection. By using pre-trained models from Hugging Face, tasks like text summarization and image analysis can be performed locally, keeping data secure and private. This is particularly beneficial in sensitive situations or areas with poor network coverage. However, to use complex models, a modern device is necessary with 6 GB of RAM recommended. Google has made the app open source on GitHub, encouraging collaboration and innovation in AI development. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.